Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we asked a whole slew of kashas on the psukim in Parashas Toldos, and now we are going to get to the issue, to the resolutions of the many, many questions that we asked, b'siyata d'shmaya, again, based in the Torah of Moed v'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol, of Rabbi Yitzchak Mendelssohn. So we ended off with kashas distinguishing between the Lashanos of Noach. By Noach it says, Ela toldos Noach, whereas by in toldos it says, Ve Ela toldos Yitzchak with a vav. By Noach it mentions his Shevach, by Yitzchak it doesn't mention his Shevach. The parish is called Noach, whereas our parish is not called Yitzchak, it's called toldos. So from this it would appear that there's a big difference between the inyan and mavur b'mashakasav ela toldos Noach, and the inyan that is mavur when it says ela ve'ela toldos Yitzchak. That normally a birth of a child, of a son, is the inyan of the person that now he has a son, Baruch Hashem. And therefore when it says ela toldos Noach, we want to explain the ma'oraot, the history of this man named Noah. And that's the purpose in Parashas Noah, to explain what went on with Noah. These are his toldos, so therefore you have this inyan of Hol v'zkiro sibra v'shivcha. Once he's mentioned, we talk about his praise and the inyan of toldosim shel tzaddikim, are their mitzvahs and their ma'asim tovim. Like we saw, that's the ikar toldos of tzaddikim, their mitzvahs and their ma'asim tovim. But here we're talking about the toldos of Yitzchak. The nidon, the issue here, is not klape Yitzchak ha'ish. This is the yisod. We're not talking about Yitzchak, the man. These are his toldos. Rather, the inyan is klapei birkas Avram, vis-a-vis the bracha of Avram and the bris with Avram, that he was told in Parshas Lech Lecha numerous times, haftachos hanogos lo lezara, and so too in bris bein apsarim. It says, v'yom v'karas Hashem brises Avram lemor lezara chanesati es haaretz hazos, v'etna brisi beinu ben chavar be'oscha b'mod me'od, so this is all talking about the bris between Hashem and Avram. It's for Avram and his seed. So nimsa mikol ze shehabrit mechayevet shiyazer al Avraham. This bris necessitates that Avram Avinu has to have seed. Shlek klapav v'imo yeshna habrit, that vis-a-vis Avram and his nation, and vis-a-vis Avram and with him, there is a covenant. And therefore, the birth of children for Yitzchak is not about the individual, the person named Yitzchak, or rather, it is the establishment of the seed of Avram for the creation of this covenant that was with him. And for this it is necessary to have Yitzchak and his seed. And in the Zera of Yitzchak, there is a hisyachsus, is a relationship back to Avram. The Zera Zera Abrami Avram Aide Yitzchak, we have the kiyum of the bris with Avram and his seed. And that's the Ikarinian, that's Mavur, Ve'ela toldos Yitzchak. And that's why it says it with a vav, because it's mechubar to what it says in the previous parashias to Avram Avinu, that his toldos are the toldos that are born to Yitzchak. So this has to connect back to Avram. That's the ve'ela toldos Yitzchak, because this connects back to Avram, because that's the whole mahalach here. U'mevo'al shapir ma shekatav kan ha'pasuk le'inyan toldot Yitzchak. Therefore we understand, we talk about Eilat Toldos Yitzchak, we're not going to start talking about Yitzchak, who he was, his Ma'asim Tovim. Because it's not about Yitzchak Isha Prati. The Nidon is about Yitzchak ben Avram. In other words, Yitzchak that comes from the seed of Avram, he's the Moilit. And Al Zeba Hemshech, Avram Moilit es Yitzchak. That Avram begat Isaac. The Hainu She'enyan Tolotav Shel Yitzchak, Eino Rak Beheyotam Bnei Yitzchak, Ela Beheyotam Hemshech LaAvraham. That's right, it says Avram Moilit es Yitzchak. We ask, why does Ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram? Of course, if it's Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Moilit es Yitzchak. So the Pasuk is emphasizing that the point here is not, it's not about Yitzchak. It's about, this is a Hemshech of Avram. It's going to be a Kiyum of the Bris of Avram. So the Reish of the Pasuk is talking about the Molid. It's not Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak ben Avram. And the Seif of the Pasuk is talking about the Toldos. The Molid is not just Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak ben Avram. It's Yitzchak qua the Hemshech of Avram. And Avram Holid is Yitzchak. These Toldos are relating back to Avram. They're not just B'nai Yitzchak, they're B'nai Avram, Sheholid is Yitzchak. Shememeilat toldotav shel Yitzchak came zaro shel Avraham. V'lachayin ena makom kan ke'etzel noach v'fereshet ma'alotav shel Yitzchak ha'ish. Kivan shekanal hanidon kan eno al Yitzchak ha'ish. Ela al Yitzchak ben Avraham. Hamamshich et sholashelto shel Avraham. Mitam ze gam ken nikrit ha'parasha, parashat toldot. So the Nidon here is not on Yitzchak the person, it's on Yitzchak ben Avram, who's Mamshich, the Shalshelas of Avram. And therefore this parasha isn't called Parshas Yitzchak, it's called Parshas Toldos, because this is all about the Toldos of Avram. Noach is called Noach because we're talking about Noach the person. This parasha is called Toldos because we're talking about Toldos, the Toldos of Avram, Yitzchak and Vayter. And maybe that's what it means in the Bereishis Rabbah. And when it says, Eil Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, the Medrash brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Ateret Zkenim, B'nei Banim. The crown of the elders are the sons of the sons. B'teferet Banim, and the glory of the children is Avotam, their fathers. And it says there that Avram Avinu was saved from the Kibshon Ha'esh, B'schus Yankiv. So maybe this is the, in other words, so that's the crown of the Zakenim or the Bnei Banim. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Avram being saved for the sake of Yaakov. And that's what it says here in the Pasuk, that the Toldos of Yitzchak, Sheikaran hu bi Yaakov. The primary Toldos of Yitzchak, we know, are Yaakov, through Yaakov. That is an Asiyah for Avram. That's Letzorech Avram. So the Medrash talks about him being saved from the Kibshon Ha'esh, but here the emphasis is not only on being saved from Kibshon Ha'esh, but this is the Hemshech HaBris. The Bris is going to be fulfilled with Avram's seed. Ulai, zoi gam ken hakavana, ma shekituv bemshech, bereshit rabba, davar acher ater zkenim bnei banim, ve'ele todot Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram nikra Avraham, Yitzchak nikra Avraham. Tichti, ve'ele todot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham. Yaakov נקרא שמו ישראל דכתיב, יצחק נקרא שמו ישראל דכתיב, ואלה שמות בני ישראל אבי מצרים את יעקב. אברהם נקרא ישראל, אין שם במדרש. So we have to understand, what does this medrash mean? Avram is called Avram, Yitzchak is called Avram, Yaakov is called Israel, Yitzchak is called Israel, Avram is called Israel. What is the medrash talking about? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. But this Dabar Acher in the Medrash is coming to explain that the birth of Yaakov to Avram is not just because he saved him from the Kibshon Ha'esh, like we said in Lashon Nishnakama, but rather it's all to build Am Yisrael, with which there is a covenant, and Avram is Yisrael. Yitzchak is also Yisrael, because it's all about building Klal Yisrael. It's Hamadas Klal Yisrael. And Yitzchak is Avram, Klal Be'al Toldos. Not the Ish Yitzchak, but Yitzchak as the Hemshech of Avram. This is the Mais of Avram. And that's Tefer Ateres Zekanim B'nei Banim. The B'nei Banim add on to the Zekanim. Shekenu Klapei Purito Shel Avraham. That's needed for this. You need B'nei Banim. Yesh Laharich B'zeh. Kamo Sheomer Rabbeinu. Advarim Niflaim. ומבואר היטב לפי זה גם מה שכתוב ויהי וכולי את רבקה בת פתואל הארמי, אחות לבן הארמי. Says Rivka was the daughter of Suel Arami. She was the sister of Lavan Harami, based on what it says in the Droshes Haran, in the fifth Drosha, to explain the warning of Avram to Eliezer that he shouldn't marry off Yitzchak to Benois Canaan, but rather from his family, even though his family were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Eliezer was Doile Umashke Mitoiras Raboi, Vushehu Mishum Shemidot Hem B'Teva Ve'Avrot Hem B'Yerusha. Mehamolid lanolad. Midas are natural. And Avram Avinu did not want the bad midas of Canaan. Deos, hashkafos, attitudes are not beteva. And therefore, if you take from Benos Canaan, so their bad midas are going to be mashpia on the toldos. מה שאין כן משפחתו של אברהם, שאין בהם השחטה במידות, המשפחה באברהם, it's a famous word, המשפחה באברהם, doesn't have השחס in מידס, all they have is a קלקול בדייס, וזה לא יעבור לבניו. That is not going to be passed on to his sons. והדעות יתוקנו על ידי יצחק. And the deos are going to be fixed by Yitzchak. V'nimtza lefi zeh shehein omnam shebetorat isha. So that's why Avram Avinu said, take from Benos Mishpachti and not from Benos Canaan. Because Yitzchak is going to be able to fix the deos. V'nimtza lefi zeh shehein omnam shebetorat isha li'ish Yitzchak. ייתכן שבת תלמיד חכם כאליעזר עדיפה מבת משפחת עובדת עובדי עבודה זרה. So, the Torah is a wife for Yitzchak. It could be that a bas talmid chacham like Eliezer is better than a girl from a mishpacha of Ovdei Avodah Zarah before they knew who Rivka was. But the emphasis on this search of a wife for Yitzchak was klape hazera v'atodos and not klape Yitzchak ha'ish. And vis-a-vis the toldos, and not Yitzchak the person, it's better to have Ovdei Avodah Zarah that don't have hashchasa b'tivam from Abbas Talmud Chacham, that maybe the teva of Canaan is going to be passed over, like the Ran writes. And that's what the pasuk says, that by Yitzchak, it's not the ikar by Yitzchak, by the toldos, that they should be the zera of Avram, and therefore Yitzchak took Rivka, Bas Besuel Ha'arami, Achos Lavan Ha'arami, Lo Leisha, even though she was a Bas Oved Avodah Zarah, and she was the sister of Lavan Harasha Oved Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, Yitzchak took her as a wife, because the Iker Inyan of Yitzchak, Beisha Ubanim, is not Klape himself, but rather to be Mamid Zerah Shel Avram. So it better have a Avodah Zarah Dika family than a Kanani Dika family who has Ashchas and Midas. Now, Lavan seemed to be pretty Mushchas and Midas himself. But maybe that was just him personally, but it wasn't something Mushrish in the family. So Memela, the Adifut was to take a wife for Yitzchak from this family, Avram's family, because we want to be Mamid Toldos for Avram. So the deos you can change, but not the midas. As far as Yitzchak's concerned, maybe be better bas talmid chacham like Eliezer's daughter, but not as far as Avram, as Yitzchak, as the hemshech of Avram is concerned. And now we can also understand. So before we wanted to know in the previous shiur why it goes through her yichus again. So now we understand why. To tell us that this is about Yitzchak as a hemshech of Avram, and not Yitzchak as an individual. And now we also understand when it says Bekachtoi, etc., lo li'isha. What do you mean Bekachtoi lo, to him as a wife? Just say li'isha. has a wife. We know he's love. Who else is he taking her for? So based on what we explained, the Iker Chiddush of this pasuk is that Lechora, Rivka, was a Isha Ru'uya Klapei Abonim, but not Machmas Yitzchak himself. Al Yitzchak, Rivka wasn't Ru'uya. And on that, Kamash Malat the pasuk, that Yitzchak took her as a wife. V'hainu Shadlakhaloi Avur Atzmo, the Isha. V'lo Rak Mishum Habonim. Because lo of Yitzchak is all for banim. Because what Yitzchak wants is to make be the hemshech of Avram. Because all Yitzchak is about, the Pesukim are telling us here, is being the hemshech of Avram Avinu. So it wasn't only for banim, it was also for him, because his personal interest was that there should be banim for Avram Avinu, that there should be a hemshech. And since she was Ru'uya l'banim, Mela was lo l'isha. It was for him. It wasn't just Alts, the son of Avram, but it was for him, because his whole mahus was to be mamshech Avram, to continue the chain of Avram. So that is stage two in our journey. And Amir Tzashem, Yirtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully see in stage three, continuing the flow of Rabbos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.